everybody. Welcome back to Pig. This is episode 195.
195.
Episodes.
Five away from
the news we're all thinking about. Yes, 200. Let's not jinx it. Let's not go that far. We had a little hiatus, you know. What? It's not going to happen. Actually, in the comments from last week, there already was, what we want this year is a new episode every week. We can commit to 52 episodes. Most of them.
There's not many working weeks, isn't there? Normally?
I mean, minus vacation time and all that stuff. And
we will do our utmost to ensure that we are on a prompt and courteous schedule.
And to show you that, here's 2 weeks in a row right now. We were looking in the comments, like I said, looking forward to this year. It's a new. New shows every week. A little comments about the SkyDrive to OneDrive. Yes, like we mentioned, the show. We didn't want to change the name necessarily, but it happened, and I think it fits within our portfolio.
There's currently another gentleman who is owns responsibility of the one.com website.
Yes.
So we're not allowed to talk about anything because of legal implications, I guess. So
you'll notice we are wearing Hawks jerseys.
The proper jerseys. Although we're talking with our producers, Naz over in the back there, and she's saying, how on earth could you pick jerseys that actually have the one color that you can't wear when you're doing Ping?
Yeah, you may be aware that we're behind a green screen.
Can you see that?
They chose that green because no one would ever wear that obnoxious neon green.
It's called Rave Green.
Is it called Rave Green? Yeah. I always refer to it as, Xbox 360 games?
Yeah.
The actual, boxes were
It's apparently called Rave Green.
Yeah, we'll have them on from now. We're going to take them off because looking through us may be a little
weird.
Unprofessional, a little weird, a little distracting during the show. We want you to focus on what we're saying, not what we're wearing.
I like that. That's good.
So big news this week coming from Microsoft was the announcement of our new CEO, Satya Nadella. He was formerly the VP of, the Cloud and Enterprises Group, formerly our server and tools business. Before that, he was VP over at Online Services. And last Tuesday,
6 a.m. Pacific time. I know this? I was awake at 6 a.m. and all of a sudden I saw the Twitter stream light up. Craziness.
I was not awake at 6 a.m., but immediately saw my email when I woke up.
Yes.
So same as that. I actually had the pleasure of working under Satya when I was in Online Services eons ago. And used to host roundtables, with just our individual contributors, trying to see kind of what the status was of the lay of the land down at that level. You know, what our issues were, what our roadblocks were, what was stopping us from being truly efficient. So I really appreciated that from him. I think he's done a lot of great work. Servant Tools grew, hugely over a couple years.
My Satya story was I was presenting for a bunch of startup companies that were up from the valley to come up and do some stuff on the Windows Azure platform on Windows. And I was doing a Windows server presentation. He left the room as I was about to do my demo. And just before my demo, when I was getting ready to go on, he poured me a glass of water.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's
pretty awesome.
That's my Satya story.
The email he sent the company has been put up online.
Yep.
I don't know, purposely or not. Whatever.
Great videos. He's already gotten some good comments on being one of the best dressed CEOs that are out there for Microsoft executives.
I say for tech CEOs, I don't know if that's really a high bar.
Well, for Microsoft executives, he's one of the better dressed ones, according to a couple of people that I know on the Twitter sphere. Frank Shaw takes offense to that because he's also a pretty snappy dresser.
I was going to say, he's more of like a, three-piece.
Yeah, but there's one of his press photos, he's wearing a hoodie.
I was going to say, the hoodie and sandals, is that where you're supposed to be these days?
He's there. He's good. He also, a 22-year veteran, obviously, and a little soft spot. I also did have a round table with him when he was the head of server and tools, just before leaving. And server and tools piece, you've got no longer server and tools, it's now cloud and enterprise.
Yeah.
You've got the red shirt, Mr. Goo.
Mr. Goo, yeah, Scott Goo stepping up to take the acting role of where Satya was. So
tip of the hat to him.
Yeah. We were talking before about a lot of the quotes kind of what came out of the articles, and the one of them that I think I truly appreciated was that our industry does not respect tradition.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I find myself as a traditionalist, like a loyalist, like I love traditions and holidays.
It respects innovation.
That. But yeah,
right?
that doesn't count. It doesn't matter. There's a Dilbert cartoon, actually, that says, this guy walks in and is like, I have 20 years of experience in this field. And yeah. What does it have to do with technology that's been out for 6 months?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of how our industry stands. Constantly changing, constantly innovating. And we have our new One Microsoft structure, our new CEO.
You know what I'm not looking forward to right now? All the pundits that are out there now posting 10 things that I should tell Satya to be able to do better, and 18 things that he should do better, and 5 things that he should do better. It's like, you're not. It's Satya.
It's a hard job. I'm glad he has it. I would also be glad if I had it, but yeah, I've only been here about 8 years, so look out.
Some more tenure. 14
years, so 2028.
Yep.
Right here. In other big news this week, we had a commercial.
Nice.
It was actually Microsoft's first nationally televised Super Bowl commercial. Yeah. I think previously I read we had a few local regional ones. This is our first big game national. I guess I should call it big game commercial. I'm like in trouble. aired, you were saying late?
Late in the third quarter. I know you had probably fuzzy moments of remembering what time of the quarter it was.
I did not want to pay attention to the game, you know, the further it went.
Wallowing in the sorrow of the Broncos going down in
it
the flames.
It was a painful game. It really was.
But it was an awesome commercial.
But yeah.
We actually focused not just on the technology that makes different companies better. We focused on the technology that is used by individuals.
And how it impacts humans.
And how it impacts humans in life and their quality of life.
Absolutely. It was, if you hadn't seen it, we linked to it in this article. Mm-hmm. And actually, there's an additional link that you can go and look at a background between all the individuals in the video. I think there's 6 of them.
Yeah.
But the main one is Steve Gleason, who's a former NFL player with the New Orleans Saints. And he's living with ALS right now.
Yep.
So he's confined to a wheelchair. He doesn't have, function in most of his.
And he's using eye tracking with a Surface device to be able to go off and to communicate with the outside world and to interact with his 9-year-old son, I think it is?
Yeah.
9-year-old child?
Yeah, I mean, if you go and watch the background video of that one, he talks about how if he puts on like a movie or something on his Surface that's kind of on a platform in front of him, it's like his son will crawl up in his lap and, you know, watch it with him. And that kind of allows him to have father son time that a lot of people take for granted. But there's also a woman who regained her hearing after most of her life not hearing, being able to hear her daughters for the first time. There's a little boy who I want to say his name is Brayan. I'm gonna get it wrong. Who was born without a fibula or tibula.
Yep.
And AR prostheses, and they show the technology behind it, and the doctors explaining how, you know, the Windows platform allows a single platform from embedded devices across to the technology they use in the surgical rooms. How they can use high speed cameras and our software to, you know, measure, you know, in that case it was the child's his walking gait, so they can, you know, measure how the prostheses would work. And it was a more touching video. In fact, I dare you to go watch the video of the woman regaining her hearing.
Oh yeah.
And not get a little
teary-eyed.
Also fuzzy, yeah.
What is technology? What can it do?
When I lost my eyesight, I thought that my painting days were over.
How far can we go?
By using your hands, you can actually control your x-ray.
Technology has the power to unite us.
Hang on, honey. Hang on.
There he is.
You see him?
I can see him.
It inspires us. Technology has taken us places we've only dreamed.
Now I can do whatever I want.
It gives hope to the hopeless.
So your device is bad. Can you hear me talking?
And it has given voice to the voiceless.
Seems kind of funny that the Canadian is announcing the State of the Union address, but apparently it's a big thing. The State of the Union is a big thing that happens
annually.
Annually, thank you. A couple times during the presidency, once for every year.
Yeah.
For 2 terms. You guys can only do 2 terms here, right?
Only 2 terms.
Only 2 terms. Okay, I'm learning this. I'm learning this. we announced it was announced that we're going to be partnering to be able to bring internet to 99% of children that are in K-12 over the next 5 years. In partnership with a bunch of different technology companies, which is an awesome solution. And we also brought up that in this particular article here is the concept of the Connected Challenge, it's called, We're going to be going and offering up access to what used to be known as Live.edu, or basically right. Office 365 yeah. for Education, which gives web apps and web capability you expect for members of the K-12 environments, as well as universities, as well as Office 365 subscriptions, as well as software, as well as training and training for teachers and stuff like that, to basically enable better technology awareness and better technology skills for both teachers and their students to be more productive in schools. And they're doing even some particular stuff around 2,000 at-risk schools here in the U.S., specifically for doing some IT Academy training for their students that are graduating from those schools
right.
to get them better jobs.
It gives them a really good base, a good foothold. A lot of people who haven't had the chance as children to have their hands on software.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I went to elementary school, it was very rare to have that around. I mean, we had some Apple IIe's.
I was about to say, probably the 2E platform, right?
It was, and I learned on Logo and all those fun things.
See, I was a PET computer. I'm dating myself here. The PET.
I was like, I don't know. Is that like Little Turtle?
Sinclair's ZX81?
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that
yeah.
one there?
Okay.
Small one?
I've never actually touched one, but I've heard of them. Apple IIe's, though.
Yeah. You had it easy, man.
Easy. Yeah, we had graphical user interfaces back in my day.
Oh, man.
The internet came on a CD.
Fantastic resources as part of what we're doing for the Connected Ed.
With Office 365, I mean, that means they get a subscription, so no matter what device they have, they mm-hmm. can install the software on, get access to Word, to the reports, access to the internet, like you said, to do
yep.
all the research, enable them access to the world's resources, and it's a great way to set people up for success early on in life.
Training for the teachers, too.
Yes.
Important. Investment time. Microsoft's
more money.
Well, we talked about money last time, but we took some of that money, $15 million, not billion this time, get the right numbers, $1 million invested in a partnership to have a stake within Facebook to gain access to
Foursquare.
I was thinking of the other heck.
We used to have money invested with Facebook.
With Foursquare, specifically around a multi-year contract to license Foursquare data in search services and also in the mobile platforms. And so now you'll be able to find out when I check into Riley's Stormwater Pond. By my house.
Is that just a pond?
it's a pond.
Iced over so you can skate on?
It's not iced over, not that high up in the mountains. But you know, you'd be able to have relevant information about your searches that are contextual to people that have to shared local user source generated data in those locations where you are.
I find Foursquare sometimes is hard to describe to people who don't use it. Because I've tried to say, you check in at
it's
places.
It's your creepy stalker utility.
It is. I mean, you basically are telling everyone where you are.
Yeah,
and you can keep it private
as well.
You
can control who has access
right,
to
yeah,
it.
Right, yeah, there's levels of privacy. But one of the nice things about it is there's a couple scenarios that I think was really useful. One was, you know, when I lived downtown, there was lots of places to go, bars, restaurants, all that.
You'd look and see where your friends are.
Exactly, yeah. You could be like, so-and-so's at this bar, I'll go join him.
Yeah. So-and-so.
The other thing is businesses use these as incentives. So if
yeah.
you're the mayor, which is the person who's checked in at that location the most times over a period of time, I think it's like a rolling 2 months something, they can offer you specials. You can see tips from other people. So
yeah.
like I went to a restaurant around here and got the quesadillas and they were
awful.
Uh-oh. So I left a tip not to get them.
Nice.
It wasn't a Mexican place anyway. Probably was my fault for doing it. But all the information can be really useful for delivering useful results to people. Like
yeah.
they said in the Bing sidebar, we can tell you if we know certain places you like, we can infer from other people's interests,
mm-hmm.
you know, what you'd like. There's a lot of value in that kind of data.
Most mayorships, how many at one
Me?
Time?
Yeah.
Two, I think.
Yeah.
11. 11.
Was one of them your house?
Yeah. Well, no, I do not check
okay.
in the house.
All right, not one of those people.
Privacy
right,
information,
good.
I can't stay away from
good.
That. I did not make a location just for my house.
My climbing gym and I believe a restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
To a lot.
How about most score, point-wise, that
oh,
you've had
gosh,
during
I'm
a week?
Not, I'm not, I've broken 100 a couple times. The badges I've earned the most on are the Jet Setter. I've been to so many
yeah.
different airports.
Most common things, jet setters,
yeah.
hotels, and coffee shops are my top three,
I
think.
I check into the hotels.
So you get bonuses if you check in the hotels.
See, yeah,
sure
I gotta be doing this. Listen to my own advice, getting these tips and deals.
But for me, it was, those three. But then also, I think my high score was 300 and change because I was on a drive for that 1 week because it was during TechEd or something like that.
Oh, that makes sense,
so,
yeah.
So lots of new places to check in.
It is that time again. Every 2 years, the Olympics come on, alternating between summer and winter.
Oh.
Yeah, four years between winter.
4 years between seasons.
4 years between. I think David Letterman had another good comment actually about that way. The Winter Olympics are back again after 4 years, just like Jay Leno retiring from TV.
Ah, nice.
But the news that we're bringing you about the Olympics isn't about the new sports, team skating, by the way. They took away wrestling and put in team figure skating.
Hey, man, I watch the hockey games on there. That's what I watch.
Is that NBC, who is the U.S. carrier for the Olympics, will be putting the Windows Azure to the test in a kind of soup to nuts entire stack form of doing stuff.
Now, we've done Azure stuff with the Olympics before, right?
We've done Azure, Silverlight, smooth streaming via IIS for Vancouver. And
so what's different about this time?
Well, we did Vancouver, and what was the other one? I can't remember now. It actually was written in here. Whatever, the other one before that. 2 years ago, Beijing.
Beijing.
Beijing and Vancouver.
The bird's nest.
The London Olympics were not done on our platform. And we're back on our platform now. I wonder why. But this is the whole thing. This is Windows Azure Media Services, which is something that you can actually go and sign up for right now. It's something that allows you to do kind of just readily stream video, insert commercials, do monetization, set up CDNs and stream across the world, all sorts of stuff actually from there. I appreciate this a little more from the work I've done over the past couple of years in the back of our conferences. We handle Channel 9 a lot of all of the video streaming, the on-demand video prep, uploading, and all that stuff. It's not easy. We've gotten down to kind of a routine, but the amount of content that goes through an Olympics and the amount of eyeballs
simultaneous streams, and it never ends. Pretty big.
It never ends, right? Because all around the world is watching, so there's no like low time. You just got every other country lighting up as they wake up. So it'll be good tests, it'll be good proving grounds for a lot of our technologies that have been out there. Proud to be in there and part of the Olympics, part of the world stage.
That's it.
That's it for
That's done.
195.
All in the can right now.
Remember to follow us on Twitter at Mark DeFalco.
RicksterCDN.
And remember, hashtag Ping Show.
I just learned that. Hashtag.
And comment on the show what you thought about our Super Bowl commercial. What you thought about how those stories affected you, or how technology has kind of touched you in your life as well?
I was going to say, do you have any recommendations for Satya?
Oh, absolutely, yes. If you were the CEO as well, we have a lot of big news this week, so feel free to comment on any of our stories.
Yeah.
But we really want to hear, a little bit about our decision on the CEO. Not our decision, although I approve the decision.
I like that.
I'm with you, Satya. Let us know in the comments. We'll get back to you next week.